All is right. You will lead just as I before. You will love me between the cherubims. Shine forth. You will rise between the cherubims. Shine forth. You dwell within the cherubim. Shine forth.
You dwell.
You dwell within the cherubim. Shine forth.
Give your shepherd. Of Israel,
you will be just as like a flower. Give your shepherd. Of Israel, you will be just as like a flower. You dwell between the cherubim. Shine forth.
That you will beam the light of your glory. That you will beam the light of your glory. Lord, the only thing we ask for tonight is that you will shine forth. You will shine forth. You will shine forth. So that your life can find expression for us. So that we can gain access into possibilities and places in the Spirit. Lord, we ask that you will shine forth. We ask that you will shine forth. Oh, thank you. Light me up. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light your candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Light me,
for light. We ask for illumination. We ask for illumination. We ask for wisdom. You are the born in one, Yahweh. You are the born in one, Yahweh. You are the shining one,
you are the shining.
Darkness is dispelled.
Oh,
We seek your light. We seek your light. Can you secure your own? You see, we have varying degrees of light. Can you secure your own? Listen to me, you know, there is the glory of the celestial, and there's the glory of the terrestrial. The Bible says stars have their glories, but there is a varying degree of glory, a varying degree of intensity. You will discover that some stars, they shine brighter than some others, because the level of light that you carry determines the amount of belief that is expressed to you. Your resonance capacity is traceable largely to the level of light that can break out of your system. Do you understand it? The copulation, the configuration of a man in Christ is largely dependent upon the light of God that is factored within his being. Do you understand it? But even this light can be resident on your inside without a beaming, without a shining. And that's why the Bible advises that let your light so shine before men that they may see your glory. Right? Let your light, it is the onus of the man in Christ to shine the light. To shine the light. It is not God that will do that on your behalf. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The degree of light that you shine will determine the glory that God will take. The degree of light that you shine will determine the glory that God will take. Are you following me? So a man will have to secure his level of light for the reality of God to be functional from within his essence. If that light is not beaming forth, then a man can be in darkness. If your light be darkened, I've said that before, if your light be darkened, a man can experience darkened light. Remember I said it sometimes ago, right? That even though it is light, it can be darkened. If your light is darkened, so it is expedient that on our part, we secure a dimension of light that will be palpable and so conspicuous that men will see. Until the light shines, God will not be glorified. What glorifies the reality of the immortal is the light that you shine forth from within your essence. Light is factored into us as believers, but it is expedient that this light shines. This light shines. Light is glorified in darkness. We know that you are lightened when there are some layers of darkness available. Light doesn't glory in light. Do you understand it? That's the reason why we have so many competitions right now in the body of Christ, because light are warring against light. Amen. If we are aligned, if we are truly predicated upon the reality of Christ, and we understand how the spirit realm was factored and fashioned, you will know that the sky is available for all the stars to shine without impediments, without competition. Do you understand? You know, the reason why many things are happening in the body of Christ now is because just like the spirit lost against the flesh, and the flesh lost it against the spirit. That's what is happening within the fold. Amen. Totally oblivious to the fact that we all carry our dimensions of light. Are you following me? No matter how my light is expressed today, it will never impede yours, because you carry your own layer of light. And when your season comes, the light will shine. And men will begin to wonder, where have you been all this while? Because God is working things out. It might look as though it's slow, but wait for it. I'm prophesying.
Don't worry. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Please take your seat. Take your seat.
God is doing something new in this place.
Alright, let's turn our Bibles to I believe strongly that the burden for the last meeting, we have not exhausted it. So we are going to take a bit of progress in that layer. We are going to take a bit of progress. We are trusting God to give us utterance. And I want to crave our indulgence. If you have not listened to the last meeting's message, please do well to listen to it. I believe it is going to bless our lives. I believe so strongly. You know, last week we experienced some layers of reality in this week. Beyond what the man was teaching, there was an opening, there was an aperture through which the immortal invaded our midst, even via the word, just the word. So that's why one very important key in sustaining our journey in the spirit is the word. Do you understand it? Remember last week I began to tell us how that we must be addicted to the basics. You know, many of us, we are looking for present positional revelation so that they can know that we are in the wind, in the tide that is blowing. Are you following me? Not knowing that many of us, we have left the basics. In fact, we have not gained mastery over the basics. Yet we are looking for some level of apexes in the spirit, which will never come to reality. Do you understand? Because God does not boycott process. If you do not journey through the ladder, then there's every tendency that at the pathway there might be a lot of, you know what they call shunting. Amen. You know shunting. Amen. You know, many believers are in that category, shunting category. Shunt. You know the meaning of shunting? Okay, you don't know. You know, for example, we are this is the ATM key. Right? And you know the situation in the country right now, that somewhere around this area, in fact around this area, we have about just one bank out. Amen. So if you are going to use the ATM, it will take time to get to your turn if you didn't go at the right time. So you can imagine that for about 1 hour you have been queuing. Somebody just came from nowhere and wanted to enter before you. How will you feel? Eh? Please talk to me. Glory to God. So that's a process of shunting. Eh? Or even somebody that was formerly on the queue, he was no longer satisfied with the situation, now said, let me shift position. I want to enter the front. Glory to God. So that's shunting. We are not
Bow to that, please.
Many Christians are no longer waiting. The waiting process has been boycotted. That what we are doing consistently is to jump process. And I want to bet it with you that no matter how a man jumps process, the level that you left, you will still come back to that level. Glory to God. You will come back to where? To that level. Because you cannot cheat on God. You cannot do what? Cheat on God. Alright, hallelujah. I just said that, by the way. Let's begin the progress for today. Let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. We dwelt so much on that passage of scripture last week. And I believe strongly that there are still some layers of burden that is enshrined within that faculty. Are you following me? So, we are going to begin the reading from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. For by what? What's that it? By faith. Glory to God. Verse 3. Which is the point of our emphasis. Through faith, we understand that the world, the aeons, we are framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen, we are not made of things which do appear. So last week, I began to tell us how that this reality that heaven is about to introduce to us cannot be grasped by rationalism or logic. Because this introduction into this immortal material, into this immortal reality, can never be understood by a carnal mind, except that that man has to come on a trajectory, on a progression. And that's why that scripture had to introduce a very important capsule unto us before the subject be introduced. And what is that capsule? Faith. That through faith we understand. It means that without this faith, there is no understanding. We are bereaved of understanding. If we come into this level of introduction without the eyes of faith, without the eyes of the spirit, then we can judge the reality. We can decide to say, no, this is not real. This is not real. This cannot be true. Because you cannot tell me that what created all that we see is all that we don't see. Are you following? What created, you cannot just come to tell me that I'm looking for one thing I can use. That the phone on my hand was populated by words. There was no way you will tell me that in my own rational thinking, I would believe that. Are you following me? Because I believe that there will be components soldered together in order to fabricate what we see. But you can't just come and tell me that the phone that you see was a direct product of words. So in order for me not to argue, the Bible introduced a reality to us that this I'm about to introduce to you is on the threshold of faith. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, were formed, were factored. The world was considered to be by the word of God. So, for me to argue this reality, we mean that I'm insane. Because the evidence of argument is already proven. Are you following me? Some of us, when we were in secondary school, they concocted some chemicals and they called it 8 to 4.
No, none of us argue with our lecturer.
That, what do you mean? That this is not real. It can't be. Right? Except concentrated tetra
ozosulfate 6-acid. None of us went to argue that it is not so. Right? Why?
Because over the years, it has been proven. It has been tested. It has been taken through the crucible, through the laboratory, and it has been tested to be so. So, your own argument will not defy the reality. Are you following me? So, before we were introduced into this somewhat unreal reality, they told us that the only way you can grab it, the only way it can be grasped, is by faith. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things that we see, the things that are conspicuous to the naked eyes, were not made from those things that do appear. Right? And in verse 1, it says to us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Even though those things are not seen, there's an evidence. There's a certificate certifying that even though it is unseen, it is real. And I began to tell us last week that there's a difference between the word invisible and the word immaterial. Because something can be invisible and yet material. Right? Something can be invisible and yet what? Material. You might not see it and yet it is real. And I gave us an example. Like bacteria, right? Before you can see them, it has to go through a microscopic operation, a microscopic reality. They have to gaze it through microscope. Right? For example, we are here now. You don't know that there are some germs on this table. Right? Sometimes you are not aware that even the kitchen that you go to wash, there are little germs on the cabinet. But because it is invisible to our naked eyes, we believe that those things are not in existence. But when you go through the reality, the original operation of checking out how those things came into being, right? You can check through microscope and you discover that even though it is not naked to my eyes, I can still see it. So it can be invisible yet material. So those things that we see, the Bible said that they were not made from those, they were made from those things that do appear. They were made or they were not made. Are you with me? And prior to that time, he told us that through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. He therefore means that what is telling us is that what formed all that we see is the word. So we are in a word regulated economy. We are in a word regulated civilization. This is the environment where all the reality that transpires here, we are directly proportional to the words released, whether divine or demonic. Just follow me today. I will show you today how that sometimes your expressions, your vocal cords, your utterances does not come to pass because of a reason. Because you begin to wonder how that they tell me that words works, but yet I don't see the reality. I don't see the manifestation. So, is it that God lied? Obviously, no. So, something must have transpired somewhere that was an impediment to the progress of the reality scribbled in the scriptures. Right? So, I've come to announce to you today that words works. Are you with me? Words works. In fact, we are in a realm of warring words. Warring words. Words warring against words. Are you following me? Just follow me carefully. So all that we see, we are a direct offspring of the word. So what brought everything into existence, all that we see, is via
a medium. And that medium is what? The world. The world. The progressive world. The proclamation of the immortal.
Are you following me?
So, if the world that we are right now,
if the world
that we live in right now is a direct offspring of worlds, it means that for this world to experience progress, it has to be also proclaimed by words.
Do you understand?
It has to be what? Proclaimed. If we are going to experience anything tangibly or tangible in this side of the divide, it means that a man must also concoct some reality in the spirit. And that major reality is through the instrumentality of the world. So we are in a world-regulated system. This is an hallowed environment where world works. Where world is the transmitter. World is the transformer. World is the transitioning factor. If a man is going to transition into another realm, it has to be on the template of worlds. Listen to me. The demonic realm has so much mastered this realm, so much so that they have utilized this realm more than Christians.
Are you following me?
You see, if a witch is going to bring a man into a level of unending stagnation, there's nothing special beyond words.
I hope you are aware.
Nothing special. Even if at the end of the day they are going to concoct some things together, those things will be impotent without words. Are you following me? They will be impotent. Have you heard where you just you carry what do they call this thing? Sacrifice, thank you. You carry it to T junction. And you just got there, you dropped it and you ran away. Even on your journey, there are words that they tell you to speak. Sometimes on your journey you might not speak, but when you get there, you have to speak. I'm trying to show you that the world that we live in is regulated by words. We only know a master if you choose to choose your words carefully and in alignment with the reality of heaven. In so doing, you'll be able to gain mastery over the vicissitudes and the reality concocted by the kingdom of darkness. Until then, a man might be helpless, impotent in his journey as he journeys on. So it means that man has to look for his bearing, and that bearing is in the world. Are you following me? We are just progressing gradually. Gradually. The Bible says in, is it 1 Corinthians 14? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 10.
If I'm accurate,
the Bible says that there are, it may be, many voices, and none of them is without signification. There are, it may be, listen to me, brethren. There are, it may be, many voices. So in this world that we live in, the Bible says to us that even though the world was formed by words, the moment the word landed in the world, many voices appeared.
Are you following me?
Many voices came to the surface. So it says to us that the world that we live now, what is regulating this environment is many voices. And you will never capture a voice without a word.
Amen? Abby?
No voice can find expression without words. There are, it may be, many voices, and none of them.
Please, it didn't say
only the divine words has signification. He says, none of this word. So even if it is Ezemu that spoke, that word, if it is not averted by a Christian, it will come to fruition. He says, none of those words is without signification. It means that none of those words is without an expression, an authority. The moment that man speaks it, because the man speaking the word is speaking from a realm. No man speaks empty words. You are speaking from a realm. Amen? Oh my God, you are not here. There is a place that you stand in the spirit that you utter words from. There are locations in the spirit that when you utter words from such locations, nothing can shift it. Are you following me? There are some timelines in the spirit that when you wait for such timing, when you speak words, nothing will ever shift it. One of such examples that we saw was Elijah. Elijah was to face 400 prophets of Baal and 450 prophets of Asherah. Right? They wanted to contest against whose God is powerful, whose God is more authoritative. Right? So he brought them to a place in the spirit. Those things were not just, they were prearranged, preordained by the mother. Are you following me? You will discover that he was the one who told them that they should first concord their own names. You thought he was joking. He knows what he was doing. Why didn't Elijah in the first place go first and call upon his God? Why did he tell them that go and call upon your God first? Are you following me? There's a technology that guy was trying to employ that was oblivious to them. They didn't know. He's a man of stature. He's a man who have understood the timelines of heaven. He understood time in the spirit. He understood the appointed times. He understood the feast in Israel. He understood the times of oblation. Are you following me? So he allows them to do all of those ventures from morning till dusk. The Bible said that when he discovered that it was dusk, it was in the time of the evening oblation. That was a reality that was native to the Israelites. The time of the evening oblation was the time of the visitation of heaven. At such time, when you concord things in the spirit, when you speak words, you will find them into functionality immediately. Why? Because heaven has collocated in that timeline. So you waited for heaven to collocate. He waited for heaven to gather so that he will now begin to call upon his own God. From morning till evening, he allowed those guys to enter their venture in futility. So he waited until the time of the evening oblation. He now began to. That's why you saw that when he began to call God, it didn't take time because heaven already converged. There are places that a man will stand in the spirit, that when you begin to utter words from that realm, nothing on earth, underneath the earth, and even in the heavens above, can stop it. I didn't say the heaven of God. I said the heaven above. Are you following me? Nothing. Oh, be aware that there are places in the spirit. There are realms that when a man stands to operate from, oh man, that's why you see that when you begin to pray in the spirit, before those shells, before those debris are taken away, it takes time. Sometimes it is after 2 hours because you are on a progression, you are journeying. As you begin to enter some places and you begin to read some realities, you see that your utterances carry some layer of authority, some layer of volcano, such that things that you speak, you in the next 20 minutes, you can find the reality immediately. I'm telling you. Because at that point, you are now standing in a location in the spirit where the realities of heaven has converged. You have come to a court in the spirit. And in the court, they legislate. They make decrees. And listen to me, when an issue has been issued out of the court, no devil can stop it. They said to Zechariah, in the court, they were in the court. That thing that happened to them was in the court, right? You are aware. Because the only place you can find the judge, the advocate, and the accuser is where? In the court. So those things that you saw that played out in Zechariah chapter 3 were a court session. They were in a court session where we have the judge, God of all. We have the adversary, the accuser of the brethren, and that's Satan. And we have the plaintiff, the accused. And that's who? Joshua. Right? The Bible says that a decree went out and says the Lord rebuked thee. It was not angels who rebuked the devil, because they don't have that capacity as such at that time. Are you with me? Oh my, I don't want to enter into that one. Are you following me? Now, so he said the Lord rebuked thee, and he commanded that they should take the filthy garment away from him. Did you realize that the devil didn't hug you? Because when you are one in the court session, no point again. Are you with me? And what was the reality that vindicated Zechariah? The Bible says that is the Joshua. The Bible says that is this not a branch plucked out of fire? Is this not a brand plucked out of fire? It means that that man has already been judged. So you have no legal right over him again. He has been plucked out of fire. Even though we knew that he truly sinned, but because of the justice system of heaven, he has been plucked out of fire. So you have no legal hold on him any longer. And the devil could not argue it. Why? Because a justice system has spoken from the higher realms of God. And nothing on earth, in heaven, and beneath the heaven has the capacity to shut it down. Because a decree has been issued out. And a decree comes by words. I'm saying to you that there are some rankings that you get in the spirit that your words become in folly. There are some stature that a man will climb, will attain in the spirit, that your words will not fall to the ground, just like Samuel. You see, some of those things are not just uttered. I say, my words will not fall to the ground. It is tied to a stature. It is tied to a ranking. Follow me carefully. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So we saw very clearly that all that we see were a direct product of all that we don't see. And that's what? Words. And we saw in 1 Corinthians 14:10 that there are, it may be, many voices, and none of them, not some. It shows more that even God permits words to work. So he begins to ask, why is the word of a witch working over my family? It's because it is permitted. And the reason why it will be permitted is because there's a legal ground. Amen? There's what? You begin to wonder, why is my life not moving forward? The first thing you should check is, what have you been speaking against the speakings of darkness? Are you following me? Some of us, while we're growing up, they have concocted some kind of words into our system that is still regulating our lives. Are you aware? It is now tied to your soul. That's why sometimes you even think, can I go far? Be sincere with yourself. You are a Christian. But that thought comes to your mind. Why? Because when you were growing up, they have constructed your vessel with such words that in our family, it takes time for them to grow. It takes time for them to rise. In our family, before they marry, it takes time. So those words have been the regulation, regulating our lives. Amen? So it means that a man has to undo such words And how do you undo words? By words. You undo words by words. A man brought us into calamity, and God didn't look for angels to rescue us. God looked for another man. Because man, we only rescue man. Words can rescue words. Are you following me? Words can do what? Rescue words. If you saw in the life of Jacob, when Jacob was about to gather himself to the sepulchre of his fathers, he now summoned his son and he began to release the decree of the watchers over them. Began to tell them about their testimonial in the nearest future before. So one of the sons, which is the firstborn, Reuben, he said, even though you are my firstborn, you are a good man. But as your father, as your biological parent, I decree to you. Listen, that is not just words. It is decree. Amen? He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. The funny thing is that before he even placed a curse, he eulogizes him. You know how they eulogize people. He said all manner of words. But he said, in blessing, you will not be blessed. Paraphrased. Hallelujah. There was nothing more than that. That day, he could have thought it was a careless word. So what was my father saying? Are you me? He could have thought what? It was careless. Those of us who stayed with old women and old men, they have said some words. I'm not teaching this for you to be scared. I'm only telling you how that this world, this system is regulated. And it is regulated by what? By words. That is the reason why our confessionaries is very important. That's the reason why you should stand in the morning, stand at night, stand in the dusk, in the day, even in the middle of the night, and begin to declare words to yourself. I am blessed of the Lord. You know, sometimes I look to the mirror. One thing I say is, fine boy. I don't know about you. Amen. It means that even when people see me, you can't hate me. Are you me? You can't do what? You can't eat. You know, some days ago, I was coming from somewhere, so the is it bus or nothing or something that I boarded wanted to get a girl. And when we got to the police station, he called the guy, the guy who was to sell the girl. He called him fine boy. You know what the guy said? He said, why are you calling me fine boy? Me that I'm ugly. I'm telling you. He said, even my girlfriend said that I'm ugly. He has accepted that reality. And that reality will control him. Even though he thought it was a joke, or he was joking with it, but because he accepted it, the wind already absorbed the word. Are you following me? We are building up gradually. Glory to God. So none of those words is without signification. So even if it's an herbalist that spoke, if a Christian is not guided, you will find yourself fulfilling that prophecy. If a Christian is not guided, you will find yourself fulfilling that prophecy. Glory to God. There are, it may be, many voices, and none of them is without what? All of them, they are looking for expression. They just want to manifest. That's the point. Those words, they are waiting to manifest. They want to burst forth. They want to find expression. They are waiting to function. So if a man in Christ is not guided, you can even aid the functionality. You can aid the functionality. Are you following me? Glory to God. So let's continue. Let me leave that one. So I said before that if this world is now factored or fashioned by words, it has to be sustained also by words. Right? The sustainability of this world is via words. Let's check Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. Let me show us some. Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past. Hello? This was not in present time. In past time. What did God do? He spoke. He spoke. It means that, in fact, I told us last week that the very first word that we heard was not for communication. It was for creation. The very first word that we heard was not written. It was spoken. It was later that words were compressed into writings. Which means that originally, the intention of God is that words are spoken. Are you with me? But for documentary sake, it has to be written. But originally, words are meant to be what? Spoken. You speak words, declaring those things that be not, as though they were. It didn't say writing those things that be not. It's declaring them. There's a proclamation. And I said last week, the Bible said that I will declare the decree. You have to declare it. A decree on its own is impotent without declaration. A decree on its own is what? Impotent without declaration. I will declare the decree. You have to proclaim it. So if anything will work in your life, it has to be declared. It has to be spoken. You speak words into existence. You speak what you want to see, not what you are saying. Are you following me? You speak what you want to see, not what you are seeing, not the circumstantial situation, not the environmental condition. You speak with the eyes of faith, because the reality that you are about to read can only be captured in faith. People will come to say, you are not serious. Is this how you want to continue your life? They are just praying and praying and praying. Let them, let me be. Are you following me? Let me do what? Let me be. Because those ones cannot understand. They can't grasp it. So for you too, even God knows that you too can't grasp it. So he has to introduce the factor of faith. And said through faith. It means that there are words that you are speaking now. For example, some of you are speaking now that my future is blessed. But as we speak right now, there's no sign. Are you with me? Some of us, you are declaring that I'm blessed, I'm rich. In your account, you don't have 100 naira. Are you following me? But you are declaring. I'm just teaching. But you are declaring that I'm blessed of the Lord. People will look at it and say, you are useless. You don't know what is wrong with you. But because you are walking by faith, not by sight, you just see things working together for your good. Because words are containers of beings. Words are containers of spiritual forces. When you speak words, you are releasing forces in the spirit. When you speak words, you are releasing the hand of God to be at work. That's why a believer in Christ doesn't speak empty words. Keep speaking it. Let your bottle be full. One day, the bottle will become overflow. Are you following me? One day, the bottle will be filled up to the brim, such that you cannot even accommodate your spoken words. Now that you are speaking, it's as though nothing is working. But keep speaking. Keep saying. Don't stop talking it. In the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the world, and it prevailed. As long as you speak, you keep speaking the word, it will prevail. I bet with you, I'm a living witness. Between last week and now, I know words that I've declared. I know the things I wanted to do, but I don't have the capacity to do it. But my words began to work for me. My word began to touch people. Are you following me? My words began to affect lives. That the things I don't have the capacity to do, because I spoke words in prayer, men began to say that I want to do this. Right? And I told you, if my blessing is your hand, you'll be restless. You're possible. No matter how you try to package, even if you are obstinate, when I knock with words, you will come.
Are you following me?
When you learn this technology, it's very simple. I'm telling you. Only that some of us, we don't want to wait for the process. We don't want to tarry long. You know, one brother, he has been disturbing me. How do you see that things work for you? I said it's by words. I just rise up at night and declare words. Whatever I need, I just begin to declare. I begin to arrest acts. Are you with me? But he has done it, it's not working. Are you following me? I will show you why. Why sometimes that you speak and nothing is showing forth. Number one, that thing that you need to learn is tenacity. Tenacity. Ability to tarry long. Amen. Can you trust God for some 400 days, praying every night? You can't wait for that. That's the issue. Are you following me? The only issue that we have, that we don't want to sustain that process. So I told the brother, I said, see, there's one I'm subjected to now. Even in sickness, in pain, even if it is to mutter tongues on my bed for 1 hour, I have to do it for 40 days. Are you following me? Even if I'm tired and I can't even stand up to pray, but at least an hour I have to mutter tongues, because it's a sentence from the immortal. Are we together? So they keep saying to you, all you are doing is to pray every Tuesday. Now you have even started 8 hour songs, but we can't see the results. I've not called the children of Jacob to seek me in vain. No man seeks God in vain. It is impossible. In fact, can I bet you that some of the things that you see in your life now were a product of your investment in the past? So this one that you are doing now, you're also preparing a future. You are preparing a pathway into your levels in God, into your layers in the spirit. Are you following me? That's why you can't be tired of speaking words. And I told us that there's a divide. It's not all the time. You should have the capacity to decipher when to speak words and when to pray in tongues. That's why we miss it sometimes. When we are supposed to speak words, we are speaking in tongues. Amen? Is tongues bad? No. Only that in the spirit realm, there are regulations. And those regulations have to be followed to the letter. To a fault. Let me use that word, to a fault. Those protocols, those code of conduct and ethics, they have to be followed to the letter before you can find manifestation. So if you are supposed to speak words and you are praying in tongues, my brother, you might tarry long. I'm just showing us the pathway into the manifestational realities of God. The pathway. So that's why at every point in time when you are praying, you must wait for feedbacks. Prayer is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. So you don't just speak alone, you wait for feedbacks. Sometimes you are praying in tongues, heaven comes and tells you, my son, lie down and begin to appreciate me. That's your victory. If that voice bypasses you, you will pray for long. You can even pray 10 hours and it's in futility. You are not aware. You can pray 10 hours and it's in what? It's because the time your visitation came, you were unaware. That was what happened to Israel. They missed the day of their visitation. Are you following me? A man has to understand some of these realities, these technologies, in order to accurately trap the reality of the immortals. I'm telling you, we are in a world regulated zone. The timeline, the time zone, the profile system that is working in this side of the divide is largely dependent on words. I'm telling you, if you understand this lecture I'm teaching you today, you will gain mastery. We are not there yet, but we are growing. Every day that I do this thing, I see things shifting. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. I'm telling you. Alright. So God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days spoken to us by what? By his son. Let's hold on here. By his son. It means that the only, listen to me, the only accredited and chartered way of conveying realities of God is by the son. That's the only chartered way. The only chartered way. Are you with me? The only chartered way and accredited facility through which the voice of God is conveyed is by the Son. And that's all of the testament of scriptures bear witness to Christ. And that's why everything that is in the scriptures has to be processed within the lens of Christ. Amen. Anything outside that lens might bring a man into moribund. You following me? So, what God accredits is the Son speaking. So, when the Bible says that in these last days He has spoken to us by the Son, in the days that went by, there were so many ways God spoke. I've taught us before. I taught us that He spoke through the Urim and the Tumim, right? I don't want to go into that. Now listen to the message again. I told us I spoke through angels. He spoke through prophets. He spoke through animals. So when you see God has spoken to us in diverse ways and manners, these realities were captured in those diverse ways and manners. Animals inclusive. You are not here. Urim and Thummim inclusive. Prophets inclusive, angels inclusive. But in these days, this day and now, the accredited, chartered facility through which heaven conveys its utterances is through the chartered Son. Are you following? So what does it mean that God now speaks to us through the Son? John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Without Him was not anything made that was there. Right? So, what the writer of Hebrew is capturing as the Son is the Word. That the only way God now speaks to us now is through His Word. And that person is who? Christ. He speaks through what? His Word. So, when a man opens the layer of scriptures, you don't just see writings, you see Word. You don't just see logos, you see Rhema. Amen? Are you following me? Because listen to me, the scripture can be anything to anybody. Philosophers, they read the scripture. Gainsayers, they read the scripture. Sorcerers, in fact, some of them, they have even mastered the scripture more than we Christians. Are you following me? So the facility that God uses in conveying his word is his word. Right? Let's continue.
Let me show you something.
Who being the brightness of his glory. Now you will know that it is talking, it is referencing a personality, because he told us that who being the brightness of his glory. It means that one of the reasons why it has to be that it is this son that is who it was, is because the only facilitated persona that can convey the glory of God is the word. So if a man will see glory, it has to be conveyed via the word. Oh my God, you are not here. If a man is going to experience glory, it has to be that it is the word that captured that reality of that personality. So it seems to us that the reason why you will have to learn from this word, from this son of mine, as compared to angels and all others, that those ones, they are not the brightness of my glory.
Oh, you are not here.
I feel like closing. Are we following it? That this man I'm about to introduce to you, all of my possibilities is entrenched, is enshrined inside of him. He is my carbon copy. He is my replica. If you want to see me, just see him. As long as he is the one you are beholding, then I'm good to go. But all others, they will fail you. They might fail you. In fact, they have even failed. Are you with me?
Yes,
did Moses fail? He did. With all of his exploits, it was grace that brought him into light. Grace. He did a lot of exploits. But along the line, even though the Bible called him the most meekest man on earth, yet he was the most arrogant man. Are you with me? Well, by that word arrogant, I mean that meekest is not real. Because if it is real, God will not speak to you and you will turn a deaf ear. God said to him the first time, strike the rock. He did. Second time, speak to the rock. But he said to God, that's your own. Is it true? That you are saying your own. I know my pattern. I know my model. The very first time I struck the rock, something came out. This one too. You can't tell me to speak. Who are you? I've also struck the rock. And indeed, on that template, God called him. He said, come. Your ministry has expired. Even though you will get to Mount Pisgah, it is from whence, it is from that realm that you begin to locate the coordinates of the promised land. But your feet will not step here. Your feet. If not for grace and mercy that spoke on his behalf, even with his exploit, you would have disappeared into oblivion. So God checked all those guys out. He checked them. Yet they failed. Even angels failed. Are you following?
Hope you are well.
Angels failed. Some of them decided to leave their first estate.
He said, no, they can't follow you again.
Because they had their will. So when you say to us that spirits can sin, that angels sin, it was because they had will. They had will. Amen? God created angels with their own will. They have their own choice. Not because they are spirits.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
So God tested, he tested all of them. But the only accredited person that exemplifies himself was about to enter the face, the scene. And he began to introduce us to his CV, to his qualification. And one of such that we see that captures our heart and our attention is that he is the brightness of God's glory. No man had that CV prior to that time. No man. Because none of them had the capacity. In fact, they were not embodying the Holy Ghost. Not to talk of expressing
the image of the invisible God.
How? So he said, this guy, he said, this son of mine, I don't want to call Jesus guy.
Amen.
You might not have problems with it, but people that will listen to it, that is treacherous. That's treacherous. You don't have to call my Jesus guy.
Amen.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, people are so religious. Amen.
So let me end that controversial issue here.
Religious. You know that sometimes if you don't pray before you start teaching, people say, as if it is that prayer that will make you teach well. If you do not prepare before you came, or if you are not aligned with God, even if you pray before the beginning of the teaching, you will not still deliver. Am I saying it is wrong to pray? It is not wrong. But I'm saying to you that it is wrong that you say it is that prayer before the beginning of the teaching that makes the teaching accurate.
Are you with me?
You know, you know one place I was to interpret tongues. So I interpreted one. Suddenly this luminary came in court. So while I was interpreting tongues for the second person, she saw that I was not holding Bible. Said, that's not right. Said they should give me Bible. And I think as I was carrying the Bible, it was too heavy for me. You know when I interpret, you know the way I do my. So the Bible was heavy. I wanted to express myself. Said no. So with shame, I carried it. So this one is body. So at the end of the day, she came to me. While she was interpreting her own segment, she didn't carry Bible. She held her rod. Amen. And I began to compare rod with Bible. Which one is better? Amen. Are you following? Let's compare rod with Bible. Which one is better? That rod will not speak the Bible.
Amen. Don't let us enter some of these things. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together? So at the end of the day, she came to me and said, you see, we know that you have a word on your inside. But it's very expedient that you carry the Bible while you are coming. I said, yes, ma'am. Just left. Hallelujah. I've seen the person who carried Bible to interpret was interpreting for a snake and he didn't know. With Bible. Snake was interpreting for a serpentine spirit, and the person carried Bible.
I'll bring it together.
Can I talk?
Yes, sir.
If this Bible does not translate into experience in God, it is the normal book. Hope you are not angry with that. Because even Muslims, they carry it, but no encounter with God. Because there's no facility for encounter. The only reason why the Bible is very potent for us is when you can trap Rhema. Have you not seen people who have imputed their own theology into the Bible? And they're also reading the Bible. So it has to translate from just an ordinary book, ordinary paper, into an encounter with the Christ, and that's when it's potent. So even Christians, they have been carrying Bible, and yet they have not entered the acts of the Bible. We are coming there. The Bible is very important, very key. Is our object of interface and interacting with the mother. But that will only happen if you enter the acts of the Bible, if you meet the writer. Amen. If you have not met the writer of the Bible, you have not read the Bible. Are you following me? If you have not met who? The writer of the Bible, you have not met
And by dread, I meant one person. I'm not talking about all of those castes. Amen. To meet them is no problem. Only within the purview of Christ. If you met Moses, and Moses told you that for you to be accurate, you have to go and learn magic. You know you have met another Moses. And he can justify what he says. Because you tell that when I was in the house of Potiphar, I learned magic. Even in the same Bible. Have you not heard the devil quoting Bible and said, has he not? He said he will give his angel charge over thee. Right? He was quoting Psalm 91. Glory to God. Let's continue. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. The express image of the person. The express image. This justifies why Adam didn't achieve that reality. Amen? Because he was not the express image of the Father. Only one person. And that's who?
Jesus.
Not Adam. Adam couldn't have been the express image of the Father. And he will fall. When Jesus became the express image of the Father, he became in folly. Nothing could fall him. Nothing. In fact, those earthly escaping, it was because he willingly led himself as a sheep to the slaughter. Not because the devil has the capacity to capture him, but because he said, I lay down my life and I pick it up again. He laid it down. It was a willing venture. On the cross, said, Father, unto you, I commit my spirit, right? So it was not the devil that did it. He committed his spirit. And the Bible says that he gave up the ghost. Not they killed him. He gave up the ghost. It was him who gave up the ghost.
You are not here.
When you are studying the Bible, study well. The Bible says he gave up the ghost. Showing you that the devil does not have that capacity. He only condescended so low because of humanity. Because of our frailty, our sin. He condescended so low so that we can be restored back to the Father. We can become one with him. We can be intertwined with the immortals. So that we can have access to the Father. We can see his face. Are you following me? That was why he condescended. The devil in his capacity does not have that authority to look at Jesus into the face and say, fall down. The devil will tell Jesus, if you are the Son of God, command this stone. The devil with Jesus, they are far wide apart. Far wide apart. Are you following me? The devil. They are not in the same league. Amen. Just leave me and the devil alone. Only me. Jesus, you don't know who he is. He's hearing me as I'm talking. Leave us. I'm not apologetic about it. He knows me. He knows me. It's not pride. It's my status in Christ. Amen. And it is a status that is translating to stature. Because if your status does not translate into stature, when you speak to the devil, he dances shapu shapu. Are you me? He says to you, Paul, I know. Even now, he's not talking about Paul again. He's saying, Damilola, I know. Jesus, I know.
Who are you?
Or does he know you? Okay. I just wanted to be sure. Hallelujah. It's beautiful. The express image of the Father. That means whatever you can find in the Father, the same measure, the same possibilities,
The same reality is within his essence. And that's why he was saying in John chapter 17, he said, I and my Father, we are one. One. There's nothing you will find in him that is not in me. And that's why when Philip was confused, a confused personality, he said, you have been with me for 3 years, or thereabout, and you are still asking who is the Father. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. What does that mean? Nothing you are looking for in the Father that is not within you. He said to you that I have the authority to stand in the office of the Father. In fact, that's who he is. Because when he became the resurrected Lord, the Bible says that all the fullness of the Godhead was in him bodily. All the fullness of it was their intention. They decided that's not your own problem. Because some of you are saying, but how could God have done that? What's your problem? It is their own decision. They collocated and said that all that we have, all as the Father, as the Holy Ghost, wants to compress it into one person, and that's Christ. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily was imputed into a man. It means that he's the bearer of God, he's the bearer of the Holy Ghost, and they are one inseparable entity, indivisible facility. Are you following me? Is the end. I can talk on this one. But because that's not what we are looking at, let me join. Is the express image of the Father. It means that he's both in his image and in his likeness. That's why it says he's the express image. In Genesis 1, it said, let us create man in our own image. It says in our express image. Don't worry. I'll not be. It's okay. Amen? Are we too? Oh my, you're not here. Let's go. Oh Lord. Don't worry. Amen? Are we together?
Yes.
Oh. Let us create man in our express image and our likeness. Amen? Because that office is left for a person. So even though we say that we are Christ, there is still a layer that is left for him. Express image. That one cannot be taken away.
Are you old man? Glory to God.
Are we getting blessed? Alright. And this is where I'm going to. And upholding all things by the word of his power. And upholding it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Listen to me. I would like us to meditate on this verse for long. And upholding all things by the word. Not by any other facility, by one thing, by the word. And it is in this word that power is captured. Oh my God. It means that if a man is going to release power, it has to be in the word. That's why you can just speak a word to cancer, say, cancer, die, and power leaves you. That power leaves you out of the word that you spoke. Because the only place you can find power is in the word. He upholds all things by the word of his power. By the word of his power. By the word. All that you see that is upheld is on the basis of the word that upheld it. If the word had not upheld the firmament, it would have fallen because there are no pillars.
You are not here.
If the word had not upheld the firmament, heaven would have fallen. Because there are no pillars holding it. Or can you see it? However, there are no physical pillars. But because in the spirit, it is available. But one thing did that. The word of his power. The word of his power.
Let me show you. I'll come back here.
There was a scripture we read last week, right? Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1.
Let me show you something.
Aida Basuleke. Let me increase it. Oman da kwaehe. Paradash. Baru Hashem Adonai. I just heard that. Baru Hashem Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name.
spoken with power. utterances from the monarch of Zion. You see, every time your tongues are lying with him, there are infusions going on. These are infused, these are installed into your persona, into your essence, into your ontology. This is how you add layers upon layers. This is how you build blocks upon blocks. This is how you fit in blocks into proper shape and alignment. And when you come out into the surface, you will be able to see and say, ah, you have met with the Lord. Your testimony will not be that the Lord was in this place and I knew you not. Your testimony will be that the Lord came and I was aware. That's the result of an accurate meeting. If that meeting does not leave that emblem on your persona, then it means that you have done business in futility. You have done the joke. Because it's not everyone that comes to Zion that gets strength. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You can come to Zion, you are not waiting. Even though the Bible says that they go from strength to strength, everyone in Zion appeared before the Lord. If you came and you didn't wait, you will not go from strength to strength. So that's why that scripture has to balance. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It means that they are shedding off their wings. Do you know that process? How the eagle shed off his wings. The eagle will expose itself to an intensity of light. The eagle has the capacity to journey through the pathways that leads to the sun. Are you aware?
Yes, sir.
Because he wants to shed off its wings. Because the eagles renew its wings every time. After some time. So every time he wants to do that venture, he will soar high beyond the altitude of the atmosphere. So that it will expose itself to an intense level of sunlight. And as it exposes itself to that intense level, the light, the sun, will begin to loosen the wings. And a new wing is added. Are you with me? That's why I said, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Because what the eagle goes there to do is to renew strength. I renew my strength as I wait upon the Lord. I renew my strength, oh. I renew my strength as I wait upon the Lord. I renew my strength. You know what the Lord said to me now? He said, son, I'm exposing you all to my son. Son, I'm exposing you all to my son. The son of righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. I hear the Lord say that to me. Some of you things are shedding off. A level of strength is coming. Another layer of energy is being produced. Another layer of strength is being furnished into you. We are renewing strength. We are shedding off weight. We are being exposed to light. We are being exposed to sun. Glory to God. Are you following me? Can we follow the trajectory a little bit before we come? Romans chapter 1. I'm sensing something strong in this place. And I want to teach. You know, some of you, there's a heat going on your inside. You are feeling heat. Are there the fire there? You are feeling heat. It's because you have been exposed to that sun. Some of you will need to come higher so that that sun can affect you. It is affecting some of us, it's not affecting all. That's why we say that it's not all that goes to Zion, that goes from strength to strength, until you have waited.
Can you expose yourself to that song? It means that you have to ascend. You have to ascend. You have to gain ascendance. I expose myself. To your glory. I expose myself to your kabod, to your Shekinah. I expose myself
to your kabod.
Some of you, your visions have been activated. Your visions have been activated. Your sight.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me do a little bit of teaching. And we cannot press further. We cannot press further. The invisible things of him. Who is that him? Of God. From the creation of the world are clearly seen. Even though these things are invisible, they are conspicuous. They are clearly seen. And hello, please open your heart. Look to me. As if you are looking onto Jesus. Hope you don't mind. Look to me as if you are looking unto me. The Bible says, for the invisible things of him, of the creation of the world, are clearly seen. But you told us before that it is invisible.
You are not here.
You told us that the things are invisible. And now you are telling us that they are clearly seen. How? I will show you. Don't forget that where we are coming from, we are coming from upholding all things by the word of his power. Upholding all, not some, all. It means that all that you see, something is sustaining it. And it's the word. All, not some. So it's telling us in this passage of scripture that the invisible things of God from the creation of the world, they are clearly seen. And yet he told us that these things that are clearly seen are invisible. How then can they be clearly seen? How then? Do you see how that we are not normal? Have you seen how that a Christian ought to live his life perpetually in the supernatural? You live according to the dictates of the world. You live the world. You live the world. I've told us several times, don't believe what the world says. Believe what the world says. Are you mean? Don't believe the circumstances around you. I don't for once believe it. Are you following me? Are you mean? You don't believe because even though those things are invisible, they are saying,
hey,
they are not just ordinary listening, they are clearly listening. Though the Bible says they are invisible.
Hey,
it means that all that I ever need, if, listen to me, if he will not spare his own soul, how shall he not with him freely give me all this? If, listen to me, that's why I don't pursue things, they pursue me. These things, this sign shall follow them, they follow me. I'm not the one following sign. I don't check the moon to check the alignment of God. I don't check, I'm not a stargazer. I just follow the roots, the rudiment of heaven. And those realities, they follow me. Me, I'm doing my prayer. Eh? But when I need money, you will come. I will not pursue it. You will come. The invisible things, Bible says, they are clearly seen. Have you seen who you are? So the fact that you don't see it right now does not mean that it is not available.
Alegede, abunkete selege.
It is not visible to you right now, but it is clearly seen. It will not determine where you are seeing from.
Oh, you are not here.
It is not. What will determine the manifestation is where you are seeing from. Because you can see wrongly. You can even see error. He called Abraham. He said, stand as far as you can. If it will take you to see the whole world from where you are, you will capture it. As long as you can see far. As long as you can see beyond your level right now. As long as you can see beyond your level right now, you will capture it. Are you following me? There's a reality of sight in the spirit. You cannot go farther than your sight level. You can't. You can't bump into a future that you have not seen. Are you with me? You can't just meander accidentally into a future you have not captured. It's impossible. You can't meander into it. It has to be that you have processed it with high thoughts on highways.
Hey, I don't want to go there.
There are high thoughts on highways. My thoughts are higher than your thought. It means that those thoughts operate on express.
You are not here.
They are not, those thoughts are not on distributor road. They are on highways. When you want to find those thoughts, they are on the express. On express, there is free flow of traffic. Distributor road, there can be a traffic congestion. But when express is free, I thought flows. Thought flows. At that point, you are not stranded. Because his thought flows to you. It flows to you. You are not stranded. You know what he's saying. I thought on highways. I will teach on that one day. Don't worry.
high thoughts on highways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways higher than your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways than your ways. I thought on highways. You can't find it on the streets.
No.
The lion's whelp, they have not trodden upon it.
Yes,
the vulture's eyes, they have not seen it. Where then is wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? The sea said it is not in me. The grave said it is not in me. They asked, where is wisdom? He says, wisdom is not among men. You can't find it among men. It is in the realm of higher frequency. Frequency revelator. Highways on high thoughts. High thoughts on highways. Lord, we come to receive high thoughts. 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 High thoughts on highways. Akabole, Igabadome, Kaponya, can I speak to you? He called Job and said to him, that where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? What was he querying? He was querying how that his level of thought was not in any way in comparison with what he had. Because even all that God created came through thought and words. So he called, where were you? When I laid the foundation, when I stretched the curtain, where were you? Can you tell me where you were? When the morning starts, when they stand together at the foundation of the world. Saying to him that my thought, even though you are not in Christ Jesus, that thought is still high.
Yes,
because you have to become high for you to trap it. So when we say that your thoughts are his thoughts and your ways are his ways, it's not just what you capture literally. You have to travel for you to download such a measure of thoughts.
because it is hard and it's on the highway. There's a traffic in the street. I'm telling you, in this house, there's a traffic. There's a traffic. Something is going on. I don't know if the Lord is opening your eyes to see. While we were praying, I saw a gate open. And we began to march like into procession, like a procession. We began to march. There are traffic in the street. Let me just tidy up. Maybe someone else who is full of body, you have to come and take over. Are you following me? Let me tidy up. Except for the invisible things of him. Of him. That invisible thing is not of him. It's of him. I follow you. You know what? Because he is invisible. So those things, they are invisible, yet seen. So that's why when God comes to you and who a man begin to download words of prophets and say, you become so great because I see greatness on your inside. That man is standing outside of time to speak to you. So you that you are in time, it will take time for you to download it if you are not careful. Because that man who was speaking from another realm. He is standing in eternity to speak to you. So time can compress, time can even shut your brain that it is impossible. Because you are standing in time. Except that you can unlock the eternity on your inside. Because the Bible says that he has set eternity in the heart of men. So when your own eternity is unlocked, you can now fuse in into what the person in eternity is speaking to your life. You will not allow time to determine the dictate of that prophecy. Even the fulfillment of the prophecy. Yes, because the invisible things, they are clearly seen. They are clearly seen. Are you with me? Those invisible things, they are what?
Yes.
Clearly seen. It does not matter what is happening right now. I know where I'm going to. But I will not even need a prophecy for you to tell me. I know, I've seen it. Are you with me? As I'm talking to you, I'm standing in that place. I'm not going there, I'm there. You are not here. Are you with me? Can I talk to you? I'm saying I'm not going there.
I'm there.
At that place, I'm there as I'm talking to you. Because where I'm sitting right now, where I'm standing, you know where I'm speaking from? I'm not speaking from time. I don't know if you know that I'm not here.
You are not here.
I don't know. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So in Hebrews chapter 1, we said that he upholds all things by the word of his power. Please mark that word, that phrase, by the word of his power. And let's check this. Alright? Are we there? For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. How are they clearly seen? Being understood by faith. Hold on, by faith. Through faith, we understand. It is repeating the same thing here. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So that the things that are seen were not made of those things that do appear. And he's repeating the same thing here. He said, being understood by the things that are made. So if you are looking for another version of Hebrews 11:3, come and check Romans 1:20. Are you following me? Even is eternal power. And Godhead. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Now he says what that even eternal power and Godhead. Say to us that this word that framed the world is captured in eternal power and Godhead reality. It means that the definition, if you are going to look for the definition of the Godhead, the definition is word. That was why in John I said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. It means that Godhead is Word.
Oh my.
Godhead is what? So another synonym for Godhead is Word. The Word.
Brother, I mean that. Sorry.
It is not only Jesus that is what. Even the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, they are what. That's why none of them is me. He says, when he, the Spirit of truth shall come, he will teach you his words. The purpose why he came is to reveal words to you. He said, those things that I didn't finish, he will continue. Because the word is endless. Endless possibility. So even if you are going to rule in your environment, if you are going to rule in life, that's divine. Can I wrap up? Can you just process that? Let me wrap up. Process it. You see, if you know this, you begin to rule by words. So when somebody calls you and places a call, or they told you that in your family these are the things happening, you say, no, I know my reality. I rule by words. Are you with? They said in this office it takes time for them to go. I know my reality. I rule by words. I get there every morning. I begin to declare words. Hey! Are you with me? I get to my class every morning. I begin to declare words. I control this office today. In the name of Jesus, I control the class. I control the heart of my lecturer. They obey me. Are you following me? I know what the lecturer will teach today. I know. Oh, you're not here. I know. Before he came, I know. The Holy Ghost already downloaded because he's a speaking spirit, not a mute spirit. You rule by words. You don't allow any man to talk you down. If he tells you that, you will see. Don't argue. Eh? Are you with me? Don't do what? Don't argue. Just go into your corridor. And begin to speak. Yes, I will see goodness. I will see greatness. Hey! You command those things that be not as though they were. Whatsoever Adam called them was what they be. The person told you that you will see. No problem. Tell the person I will see. But in your own corridor, I will see greatness. As I'm going today, I will see mercy. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Favor all around me. That's how I live my life. That's why your first contact with me, something must happen to you. Something must rub up on you. Your first contact, if you meet for the first time, something must happen. That's why if I don't beg you to give me money, there's this thing on your inside that wants to give you. You know? Oh my God. But oh my, it's a presence. Amen. It's what? A presence. You can carry it. It's an atmosphere that a man envelopes and carries wherever you go. It's a presence. That's how you do. It's the war of words. So the person that tries is the victor. Don't allow the devil to check up on you. That let don't allow the devil to what? Don't allow the devil to say last card, check up. My own, the game continues.
Yes, sir.
It's an endless possibility. Until you yield to him. You will yield. You? No, sorry, not me. I mean the devil. Check up. Me? We go gather you. Glory to God. We love you, Holy Ghost. Can I just press into him for a few minutes? Press into him for a few minutes. With what you have heard, just press into him. Press into him. Words.
Glory is risen upon you.
Words are powerful. Thank you.
Glory is risen upon you. I'm a blessing, a source of blessing for you. Oh, I'm blessed. I come
back. Hallelujah. You see, I wanted to enter another layer, but maybe I will keep it for another time. If this burden continues, next week, oh my.
Okay.
If this burden continues, we'll continue. Are you following? You see, it is when you begin to understand this way that your word now works. Because we are speaking from a realm. I was sharing with some persons recently. I went to Ayeto Road to minister. Around 12, somebody called me and said a lady was in a dying state, a sickle cell anemia patient. And she's a part of the prayer unit congregation or something. So while they were praying, she slumped. So all of them were already crying because on phone I heard them crying, shouting, praying, and all of those things. Even the person that bought it was crying. Thank God, Toby was good. Went to her. The words I spoke were not before, they were not up to it. Releasing life into that vessel. I was not just speaking. I was speaking from the realm, from an understanding of how words came into being. I've come to understand that He upholds all things by the words of God. So sickness is minimal. So that's why sometimes when you pray, things are not working because you are not speaking from understanding. How I wish I will enter Psalm 119 today, but not today. I will now show you the entrance of the word. When that thing happens to you, you begin to speak, and even the trees they obey. Telling you, you want to know? You begin to speak, even natural elements will begin to make obeisance to your voice. Jesus arose and spoke to the wind. He said, what manner of man is that? Even the wind and the sea, they obey. Why? Because they have ears. They obey. You are speaking from the realm. So I spoke like that. And while I was speaking, word of wisdom came. I said, do you have water there? That's what I was sharing with you. That even when you are speaking words, you have to be aligned to hear what God is saying. I said, read this total number of times. Because if I say it now, some of you can go and practice it. It might not work. Because it was a word for the moment. Amen? Are you following? The moment they did what I asked them, she called back. He said she's perfectly okay. But she's perfectly okay. And she began to make confessions. Because the person is part of us. But she's part of us. She has been. No, we don't know where she is. Maybe she is there. Because there are so many, they have many fathers, like 20. Don't mind, I'm just joking. No, I've said my mind. What I said, I actually heard it from somebody else. So it was not me. I'm just focusing what somebody said. So it's that person that they have issues with, not me. The person is listening to me. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Holy Ghost. We thank you for your love. Thank you for what you have done with us. Because we will not be relieved. It is impossible. We will not be relieved. We carry this as a tattoo everywhere we go.
Yes, sir.
It's a tattoo. This is a reality that has become an installation. We run from this economy. We love you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God.